That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum and Abner have been trying desperately to get railroad tickets back to Pine Ridge. They've spent several nights sleeping on pool tables and whatnot, and thus far they can't understand why people think Hollywood is an exciting, glamorous city. They're still trying to get home, and Lum has now put into action his latest plan for securing transportation. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, it's no fun when a summer holiday or weekend picnic results in the acid indigestion or headache so often caused by unwise eating or too much cold drink. Well, when this happens to you, why don't you try a glass full of extra pleasant, refreshing Alka-Seltzer? Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it. The analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate in Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved, so it can go right to work to help give you extra fast headache relief, while the alkalizing properties can help do an extra effective job of relieving your stomach distress. Alka-Seltzer also offers you extra value because it's one product which is so good for so many common ailments. So with all these extra benefits, it's wise to be sure you always have an extra package of Alka-Seltzer handy. Keep one package at home and take an extra one with you on your picnic. Yes, buy two packages instead of one next time you go to your druggist. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Remember, carry an extra package in your car, and when you need it, there you are. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on our friends today, we find them sitting in Mother Rogers' soup kitchen in Los Angeles. Listen.
Lum, I don't think we'll ever get a ride back home this way.
Maybe not, but we gotta try everything. They don't seem to be no way to get railroad tickets.
No.
And that feller that suggested this said that people got rides this way.
Yeah, well, we've been waiting here all morning. Nobody ain't called us up yet.
Well, don't give up so quick. Our ad's just been in the paper since early this morning. Can't expect to get a call right away.
Yeah, read that ad again, Lum.
Gotta give folks time to read the paper, you know.
Yeah, but maybe that newspaper made a mistake in it or something.
No, it's just like we give it to them. Says, two gentlemen will share expenses to Pine Ridge.
Gentlemen? Yeah. Is that us?
Well, sure.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
We put it in ourselves.
Oh, they never that's said nice it. Of us, then.
Two gentlemen will share expenses to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, or vicinity. Call Mother Rogers' Soup Kitchen. Phone Granite 47672.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. This backup sort of racked it up again. That our vicinity. We don't want to go to no vicinity.
That just means any place around Pine Ridge.
Well, why didn't you say so? That's more than likely why nobody's calling up. They don't know where that's at.
Oh, yes, they do. Everybody ain't as ignorant as you are.
Well, that's a good thing. What did you say?
If we can just get a ride to someplace near Pine Ridge, I know good and well we can get the rest of the way by ourselves.
I hope so.
Mother Rogers' Soup Kitchen. What?
She's the sweetest old woman.
What? Oh, just a minute. Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, some gent's calling up about that ad you put in the paper.
My greatness, you hear that? Yeah, I'll take it right away. Much obliged, Mr. Roger.
Well, don't talk too long.
Thank you, Mom. Hello? Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. Well, we was aiming on leaving as quick as we could. Well, we're down here at the soup kitchen. Well, it's sort of downtown. I don't know exactly what street it's on.
Alex, they call it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sure, we'd be glad to do that. All right. You bet, Mr. Bushley. Yeah, right away. Yes, sir. All right. Goodbye, sir. All right, Granny's Abner, we got a ride.
We did? Yes. Well, good for us. Hooray.
Yeah, the feller calls his name Mr. Bushley, and he's going to Fort Smith.
Fort Smith? Why, that's practical home.
I know it is. He said for us to come over to his place because it's on the way out of town.
Oh.
He gave me the address. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, doggies, I'm ready. Let's get going. Yeah,
so long, Miss Rogers. We're sure much obliged for all you did for us.
Oh, that's all right, boy.
If you're ever in Arkansas, why, look us up.
I don't get around much. Good luck.
Gentlemen, come in, sit down. I've been waiting for you. I've a bit more packing to do. Just make yourselves comfortable.
Much obliged, Mr. Bushley.
I don't believe I caught your names.
Oh, well, my name's Eddards. L. Eddards. I belong to the King Eddards family, I think. And this here's my Mr. Peabody.
A. Peabody.
Ah, yes. Edwards Peabody.
Belong to the Peabody.
Well, I'm certainly glad that we'd get together. If there's anything I dislike, it's traveling alone.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yes, sir. I like to have companionship. Makes any trip much more enjoyable. I prefer traveling by automobile, too.
Yeah, same with her.
I don't care how we do it, just so as we get there.
Abner.
Well, I definitely prefer going by motor.
Well.
You get to see so much more of the countryside. Yeah, it gives you a better chance to absorb the scenery. And I must say, we do have some wonderful scenery in this great country of ours.
Oh, yeah. You get out in the country and you'll see more scenery than anything else.
Yes, sir. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll throw a few more things into my luggage and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
Oh, won't take me but a minute.
Take your time, Mr. Bushley. Well, he's right. I'd rather travel by myself or with somebody.
Yeah.
Abner, I wish you'd sort of be more careful with how you talk.
What's wrong with the way I talk?
I mean, well, you can see that Mr. Bushley's a pretty high-class sort of a feller. Got cultures and all that.
He has?
Why, sure.
I never noticed it.
Oh, yeah, he's got it.
Oh,
we'd
my goodness.
Better act like we got cultures, too, or he's liable to change his mind and not take us along with him.
Well, I reckon we ought to go with him if he's got that long. Is that catching?
That's good.
Oh, well, he said he'd take us. Called up and answered that ad we put in the newspaper. Shows right there he's aiming on doing it.
Like. Yeah, I know, but it's like he said. He hates traveling by himself.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he's taking us with him.
It is.
Wants somebody high class that he can talk to.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he don't want no ignoramuses riding with him, so just sort of watch yourself.
Yeah, all right. I will.
Try to talk like he does.
Like he does. That big, deep
guy. No, use your own voice, but make smart remarks. Oh. Intelligence.
Intelligence, huh?
I don't want to have nothing ruin our chances for this trip.
Yeah, well, I don't either. I'll do my best.
And don't let him know we ain't been able to get no railroad tickets.
What do we tell him?
Make
How
him
to go
think...
by boat?
No. Make him think we'd just like to travel this way on account of the wonderful sceneries.
Yeah, just what...
He's a sucker for that scenery stuff.
Yeah, what is that scenery we've been talking about
mind
anyway?
Find out here.
Huh? Oh, say, one of you fellows would come here and give me a hand.
How's that?
I got a small trunk in here. Thought maybe you could help me carry down the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, sure. We'd be right in. Come on, Abner.
This
is our chance to get on the good side.
Here. I should have had the janitor do this, but can't seem to locate him.
Maybe we could find him. Well, no, that's all right. We don't mind doing it at all.
No, we can help him.
Granny's, is that it?
Yes, wardrobe trunk, you know. Guess it's a little larger than the general run of wardrobes. Had it specially built a few years ago. Used to do a lot of traveling.
It was like a WPA project.
Yeah, I think maybe we can handle it all right, though.
Oh, yeah, sure, nothing to it. Come on, Abner, grab hold there.
Whereabouts?
Well, there's a handle right up there on top of it.
Well, you'll have to lift me up there to it.
Wait a minute. I think if we tip it over on its side, we can manage it better.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on, Abner, let's tip it over.
Tip it over.
But wait now. Don't push it. Let's let it down gently. There's some breakable things in there, yeah. That's it, men. Easy now. Easy. Now we've got it.
Set it up.
What's the matter with
you? Set it up, quick.
It's just the way we want it.
Yes, I think we can carry it all right now. Each of you grab an end there, and I'll move the chair there and direct you through the door.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Abner, get around to the back there.
I can't do it, Lom.
Oh, Abner, that's silly. Get around there now. Don't be stubborn-headed.
Lom, I ain't being stubborn-headed. This dad blame trunk sitting on my foot.
Oh, that's a shame. Why didn't you say something? Lift it up a little, Edward, so he can get his foot out.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got it, Abner?
Oh, yeah. Doggies, look at that shoe. Them bulldog toes is ruined.
Well, that's all right. You always did want some soft-toed shoes.
I never wanted soft toes to go inside of them, though.
Well, now, you all right?
Yeah, sure, he's all right. Don't pay no attention up to him. No.
Well, come on, then. Let's get this out to the car. I'm anxious to get started on that trip.
Yeah, me too. Come on, Abner. Grab on the back end there.
Don't know if I can carry a trunk and hop at the same time or not.
The chair's out of the road. Right through here now.
Yeah, all right. Granny.
Oh, my aching foot. This is the hardest one automobile trip I ever taken.
Careful of the door there. Don't chip the woodwork. Oh, watch out.
I'm sorry. It was Abner's fault.
Well, keep coming. Damage done now. Bring it over this way, near the front door.
Yeah, don't shove, Abner.
I ain't shoving. I'm just leaning on it a little bit to rest.
Yeah, maybe we'd better rest for a minute. No use overworking ourselves. Better set it down for a minute and catch your breath.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Get your foot again?
No.
Well, that's good.
Got the other this time.
No, that's too bad. Anything I can do for you?
Yes, sir. Get this dad blame trunk off of my foot.
Oh, surely, surely.
Oh.
There. Can you get it out now?
Yeah. Doggy, there goes my other shoe. Well, leastways they match now.
Oh, that's a shame. Sorry about that. Well, as soon as you're rested, I'll hold the front door open. We'll get this thing out of the car and head for the open road. You know, I haven't had a trip like this in some time.
Me neither.
Well, let's go. Try to be more careful when you go through the front door. This house belongs to my sister, you know, and she's rather finicky about such things.
Yeah, well, we'll be careful. Come on, Abner, lift.
I'm lifting as high as I can now. Come on, let's go.
Oh, that's it, man. Careful on the floor there. My sister waxed it this morning. It's pretty slippery.
Abner, steady. Cut out that waltz or whatever.
Grabby,
you're doing,
I can't help
kind
it.
Of a dance
now, man.
Is it?
Now you're getting it.
Slick.
Careful. That's it. You're just about through. There you go. All right. Set it down.
Oh,
dear. Did it get you again? Oh, which foot this time?
Right. It missed him. I reckon I just got in the habit of saying, oh, that way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now then, where's your car?
Why, it's that... Where's our car?
Yes.
Why, we thought you had the car and we was going to ride... Oh, my goodness. Come on, Abner.
Where are we going now?
Back to Mother Rogers' soup kitchen and wait for another call.
What about my trunk?
Put some wheels on it and go by yourself.
Well, Lum and Abner came out of that experience foot sore and weary, but no closer to Pine Ridge. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, all of you know how even one sleepless night can drag you down. Your head may ache or nervous indigestion may upset you. Well, occasionally when your sleeplessness is caused by nervous tension, remember that Miles Nervine is made to help relieve infrequent nervous tension and to help quiet overwrought nerves. So try Miles Nervine. It's a mild but a definitely effective sedative, which has been making good in thousands of homes for over 66 years. And two, Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. You'll find that all drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is a quality product which has been giving satisfaction almost three quarters of a century. So always keep Miles Nervine in your medicine cabinet. Then you'll be prepared should nervous tension threaten your sleep and your next day disposition. Remember, it's Miles Nervine you want.